Hello, it's Fishy again, and I'm gonna do the NSFW questions for the new girls. So, I am wearing a pink hoodie I got from, like an art museum, and just some sweatpants in my bedroom. Nothing super sexy, but I'm not wearing panties, if that helps. I was inspired to record because I saw a lot of people saying that the recordings really helped them, and I am a big fan of helping people and making them happy. I wanted to make people happy and perhaps a little horny as well. For kinks and turn-ons, I really enjoy... It's gonna sound so weird. I really enjoy... Well, it's kind of normal. I'm really big into... I don't know if romance is a kink, but I like being owned, in a sense. I'm very submissive, and I really enjoy being completely dominated. I'm not a big fan of, like, physical violence towards me, but I do really like being spanked as well as choked a little bit. Not too much. I really enjoy any sort of impact play, as well as some more taboo topics such as age play or ancestral play. I've never actually had sex in real life, but these are just the things I like in fiction and in audios myself. I often masturbate, like, once a day at minimum, sometimes two times, because I'm a very high sex drive person, and I don't have a boyfriend to help me with that. So I usually lay on my back and spread my legs as wide as possible, and then bend my knees, push them towards my tummy, and because that way, it makes the, when I rub myself, it makes it feel a lot better, and it feels better faster than it does when I just have them lying down, you know? My favorite way to be fucked is, I'm not really sure, because I've never had sex before, so, but to fuck myself, I really like missionary, I guess, because I guess that would be the closest thing to what I do. It's masturbate. I have experimented with, from behind, although it's hard for me to, move in and out myself with my own hand from behind, so it's a bit difficult to do that, but I do like it like that as well. I do like it a little rough. Obviously, for my first time, I would like it to be gentle and loving, whatever, you know. But after that, yeah, absolutely, I want it rough, and I'd like to be used as someone's personal toy. Because I'm not really big into other people, like, a ton of different people. I'm more one-on-one, you know? I'm saving myself for, like, one person. So I would really enjoy it if someone would own me and use me. And, like, I'm really big into being forced to be someone's wife. That's, like, my biggest one. But I'm a submissive. Like, hardcore submissive. I cannot dom to save my life. Like, do I like it? Yeah, I would like domming. I'm just so bad at it. I have never had a sexual experience with another girl, but I have kissed one before. We were both really young. I think I was about, like, 12. She was, like, 11 or 12 herself. We were just playing around. And she had mentioned that she had a boyfriend, and she didn't know how to kiss him. And so I was like, yeah, I wish I had a boyfriend, but I don't know how to kiss either. So, we were both like, oh, you know, I've heard of practicing. I wonder if we could find anyone to practice on. And she was like, hey, we could practice together. You're my friend. It's fine. And then we kissed. And then we got in trouble at my school because I went to a Christian school. And they were like, oh, homosexuality. You know. For when I masturbate, I actually use a, I still live with my parents. So I have, I can't buy sex toys. I use a brush handle, and I just clean it, very regularly, but, one of these days, I'll have to maybe send a picture of it, if I can find it, because I lost it recently, but I will find it, I've never had sex with anyone, not, let alone more than one person at the same time, the last time I masturbated, I was inspired by this. It was an image. What was it actually? I think it was something Shota related. That was really interesting. I'm not really a big fan of the Shotas themselves. More the dynamic between the mother and son. That's really big for me. That would be the only time when I would be, like, quote, dominant position, but, although, in like, a roleplay sense, obviously, not in real life, but, honestly, for recording a script, I would probably be interested in anything that isn't super dominant, although there are some things that I would be comfortable with, like the mommy thing, or the, what's it called? Shotokan stuff. Like, I would be interested in that. I would also, I'm into loli as well, so I honestly would prefer to be in a submissive position for audio. I would sort of be able to improvise scenes. I used to do improv for a theater group, so I think I could work it out a little bit if I was, like, up and walking around. But then again, I might start, like, walking really fast and, like, breathing really hard. So that might not do it, but, like, usually that happens when I'm, like, pacing around my room really, really fast, trying to act out a scene with my hands. But, yeah. I guess I'm gonna say my name again. My name is Fishy. Thank you for listening. Hopefully that was a little bit more coherent than my first one. I'm a teensy tiny bit more confident with this one, but have a lovely day.